And more than that, I'm just glad for all the love and the grace that she brings into my life personally, but I know she brings it to everybody here. So let's bring her out for the second set!
I hope you're still ready to rock.
Yeah.
You can hear my necklaces. I always wear these necklaces and then I'm like, what's banging around?
Don't take that.
there's so much energy in the room. The demon started again. Did you put a spell on me up here? Did you do something?
I knew it.
What'd you do?
Well, I also left my wine up here.
Well, the wine has nothing to do with it. Can you take some of the effects off? No, don't lower his volume.
Oh, I didn't touch anything on there. Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. You're in the clear.
So sorry.
You know, Jesus is with me.
I know, so sorry.
See? Jesus is with me. Did you notice that giant painting?
Yeah, that's right. You are Jesus. You stay here all the time.
And there's some weird looking... I don't know if that's a bobblehead or what's going on.
It's a bobblehead.
It's very bizarre.
You can't.
I Reverb on his mic. I think that's what's causing it.
Yep.
Which top?
All the way to the left.
Is that the first chat? The first one?
All the way to the left on the third channel?
Yeah, the top one. The top knob.
I like that song. Don't take the first one.
Maybe if you come here and do it, just to make sure. I don't want to turn, like, I don't want to blow up the place.
Can we just...
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I think it's because it's reverb. I think that's what it is. If it's not...
Yeah.
See? Was that right? All right. So now the question remains, do you still have that energy? It's a little bit. It's not as bad, right? Yeah. All right. I don't know. It's still there. What can I say? We're just gonna go through it, yeah. It's called Fall Away. For now, we're in the clear. Next time we'll be out on the street. I'll put the amp in the back. I'll sing in the toilet. Thank you, Jax.
You're
welcome. many ideas.
I don't have flaxen hair.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many times it's like, yeah. Put your money where your mouth is. So here's what that next song, that's what it's all about. It's called Talk is Cheap.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm
Canyons and Cathedrals. I write. I don't know what possessed me to write an instrumental, but I just figured that I got tired of singing, hearing myself. But give it up for Ray Diaz on percussion. Without you, I would be here alone. yes, I would. I was very disappointed last month when we had that blizzard. But you know what? I'm even happier tonight because there's so many of you out here and I can feel the energy in the room.
I don't.
And it's great. Well, you know, this next song is called The Soldier, because we are all soldiers of love. Aw. Oh. You know, I can't write a war song. Thank you. So we're going to do two more, and then we'll see. So, you know, we have, you still with me? You still ready to rock? Or are you like, you know, now's the point in time when I could probably use a sip of somebody's wine, but, I don't know, some of that red. I'm a red wine kind of person. You drinking? Your bottle ended a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I got you some hard liquor, but I don't think they have that around here. Hey, Monica, you got any hard liquor? No, that's all right. I'll have a glass of water.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
I'm going to
keep her in.
Hard liquor. I need some hard liquor right about now. I sound like Charlie Daniels.
Why don't you get that hard liquor? Just bring her up here.
Never segue a serious song with some horrible comedy. Yeah, but you know, if you wanted a CD, which hopefully you do, you get a more pristine version of all this with no comedy and no craziness and no Jesus behind you and no bobblehead. But you came to see a live show, baby, so that's what you got. Live, raw, uncut.
That's what's so great.
What's great is that you dragged yourself out of your apartment or your house on Saturday night to come here to hear us. Thank you. And you have rhythm. That's right. My 15-year-old niece, here I go with the bad comedy, but it's true. She drinks a glass of milk and she goes, ah. She said it's the funniest thing. Remember when you were a kid and that was funny? It's still funny to me. I only had one sip.
Are we getting more from left side?
just agree to disagree.
You guys are awesome. Stage and we came back because we were really popular. That's how we do it as a starving artist, because we don't have really a backstage. It would take too long for us to get all the way back there and come out, and we crash into your chairs and your jackets along the way. So we have a tradition where we turn around and we come back. So we never really left, but we pretend like we did. Sometimes you're at the bar. Alright, this doesn't always have to be a bar. Sometimes you're... Yes, it does, right? Let's raise a glass, everybody, and have a toast. Salud.
Salud!
And whatever else, whatever language you want to salute, I don't know. To life, yeah. Cheers. Anyway, sometimes you're at the bar. Doesn't have to be a bar. Sometimes you're at maybe a church, synagogue, mosque, church, supermarket, elevator, and you see something. As soon as you say elevator, why does that get a laugh? I don't understand. Oh, Lord. You know, this is going on an international podcast. It's going on an international podcast, so. Anyway, you see something, you know, you kind of like, or someone, and in English, there's any number of pickup lines. You look good, hey baby, looking hot, you know, it just doesn't sound right. But if you really want to get the attention of that person, say it in Spanish. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah. To the curb, so you ain't gonna do me no wrong anymore. You just stand there, even with their, when they give me the puppy dog eyes, please take me back, please take me back. And you just gotta look at them and say,
no.
Leave it alone. Video, you know, I charge for that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not cheap. I may be easy, but I ain't cheap. Leave it alone!
Some grace. Why you still
you do. You're banking on your charming thing. But baby, I got news for you. This account's been closed today.
Get it. new CD out there, but cool. I need a few more bake sales.
Well, we made, you know, we made friends. That's what it is. We made, one of the things about the performance that play here is most of them I've become friends with, and it's good friends, you know. And it's opened up doors for me, and where I could, I tried to open doors for them. And we've become an overlapping circle of people, you know. I heard you talking about where to get your CD mastered, and I know a master.
We'll talk,
So I was
gonna say, I don't know if you're finished or you're.
Yeah, no, I'm babbling.
Are you babbling? I'm gonna say that in all the time that we've been here, we've never done any kind of like Q&A. And I know sometimes people in a place that's intimate, they want to ask you questions, and I want you guys to feel like you can ask me within reason. No personal stats or anything like that. But you know, like, sometimes it's fun to have. If something you wanted to know about the music or any of those kind of things, and here's a chance to ask, and maybe we can share something with you. But if you have any questions, here's your Q&A time.
Anybody have any questions for Nicole?
Saturday night Q&A. I don't have time to argue or drink.
How do you record?
What's that?
How do you record? What do? You put a mic in front of you, or do you go to the studio?
No. We definitely go to the studio. Yeah. Every recording vocals is a painstaking process, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's all been done in the studios with a really killer microphone and the padded, you know, all the
padded,
yeah, everything. So, and there's a lot of things that have to, a lot of technical stuff that goes into it, where they put an EQ and they process. But we try in our recordings not to over process. So you're trying to, you're getting the real sound and not some like robotic. Nowadays, everything's kind of overprocessed.
Yeah, well, these days they have the thing that moves you to the right note. What do they call it?
Auto-tune. Well, actually, that is being used.
Yeah, you hear it on
the
record.
But in the old days, they didn't use auto-tune, and people just said, you know, do it again.
They have auto-tune and another one called Metal Dime.
Yeah, it used to be 37 takes of a song.
Well, I have a question. Where's the next question going to be?
Yeah.
Actually, it's to be confirmed. I'll have a confirmation on that about a week or so, but I'm doing a part of a benefit for Haiti. I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot of benefits going on, but in Googie's Lounge, just check my website, because the date, February 21st, Googie's is above the living room on 154 Ludlow. We do a lot of shows there, and it's really
and
nice.
And she's NicolaNicola.com.
NicolaNicola.com.
You got to say it twice, because it makes sense.
So does anyone else
and friend her on Facebook or MySpace and all that, because she sent out all the little things on a regular basis.
Nicole, who inspired you?
Aretha Franklin, James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, I wish I could play her slide, you know. But I Bonnie Raitt's a Joni Mitchell. Prince, believe it or not.
Yeah!
Yeah! Don't even tell Prince! Yeah!
Her dress is like Princess.
Try those jeans you wore.
My parents listened to a lot of music. They had a lot of records around and CDs. And so Stevie Wonder, I listened to more soul growing up, more soul and jazz. My father loved Edith Piaf. He loved Nina Simone.
Yeah.
You know, so jazz and blues. Spanish, was always going on in our house, and I think that even though my style is not specifically any of those, I think those people definitely, there's a guitar player by the name of Michael Hedges who died a number of years ago, but he did a lot of finger tapping and a lot of crazy things, and I he was an inspiration for me as far as guitar playing.
Yes, Daniel.
See, is this fun?
This is great. I love it.
Wait. Is that okay, Elliot? We just took over your.
Then do whatever you want. It's cool. It's your night.
Oh, I have a question.
Good.
I was in the city recently, and it got me thinking. Do you still perform in the subways? So which ones?
Yeah, I do. I perform in the subway. All different stations, but mostly Penn Station. Times Square, Union Square, and Jackson Heights. Those are probably the main stations. some of it's, you know, loud. And I think that when you bring music to the subways, it makes people have a better ride. So the cops are just, they give you a hard time. Just for no reason at all.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the ways you get your inspiration to write your songs?
Sometimes an idea, like a hook line, tagline, will pop into my head, like Talk is Cheap. You know, somebody will say something, or I'll hear something, or I'll hear it on television, or I'll read it in a book. And I'll say, oh, wow, you know, I can make a song out of that, that one line. Sometimes it's more like you wake up in the middle of the night, and this is the cool kind, and you have like this whole poem going through your head from start to finish. And I don't know how that comes. That must be like God, universe, or something, just like coming to you out of nowhere. And sometimes it's just a groove. Like, I started out as, yeah, like a bass line. Yeah. So, you know, I when you're on the subway, it's a great and magical place to hear rhythms, hear sounds. You know,
acoustics are good, right?
Yeah, and you know, I always catch you don't mean to, but you catch conversations. You see things, you hear things, and they make your mind wander. So that's probably some of the ways. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Ask Ray a question. He's interesting.
Yeah, before I leave, because
he's
actually have
another
gig. Oh,
yeah. So ask
that's
him.
That's why I'm actually packing my stuff.
Well, yeah, over at Bookies Lounge is coming February 21st. And then just keep posting, because we're probably going to play here maybe April.
April.
Maybe.